Hi, my name's Jerry. Welcome to the Life Under the Blue Sky podcast. This is part two of my six-part series from the book of Leviticus. In this short series, I'm discussing the nature of the sacrifices that the Israelites were commanded to offer to the Lord. In the previous podcast, I began the series by noting that the book of Leviticus is one of the most neglected books of the Bible. I also noted that one gets a real sense of where the book is going simply by reading the first several chapters, all of which deal primarily with the nature of the sacrifices offered to the Lord. Finally, I noted how all of these sacrifices pointed ultimately to Jesus Christ. Paul the Apostle wrote to the church in Corinth, "Get rid of the old yeast that you may be a new batch without yeast, as you really are. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." The Apostle draws on the Old Testament imagery, what he calls in Colossians chapter 2, a shadow of the things to come, of which Christ is the reality, and in so doing, he demonstrates the significance of these Old Testament books for the New Testament people. Today, I will touch on the first of five remaining points that I would like to make about the Old Testament sacrifices that are discussed in the first seven chapters of Leviticus. Thus, I note that sacrifice is costly. Someone wrote, "But what most are unwilling to face up to is the central place that sacrifice takes in Leviticus." They didn't like its costliness. As we read on in the book, we find that they were being given by God virtually a theology of the cross. It is the cross that the New Testament makes central to our understanding of the life and work of Jesus. That then is why Jesus summoned his followers in their turn to make the cross central in their own lives. "If any man will come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross daily and follow me." So it's not man then who devised this complicated scheme of sacrifices. It was the Lord, we are told, who called Moses and spoke to him from the tent of meeting. God said. But in this calling is also what I think to be appointing. "These sacrifices that I am demanding are not cheap," says the Lord. "They will cost you something." And sacrifice is the costliest of costs. There is nothing that compares with what God was asking these people to do. "When you bring it before me," or "when you bring as your offering an animal from the herd or the flock." He didn't say, "Go into the pantry and get out an old can of beans, or bring me some pretty green paper, or scratch out a perforated piece of paper with your signature and put it in the plate." He said, "Go to your own flocks and herds and bring something before me that will hurt you, something that will sting you, something that will noticeably affect your life and your livelihood. Bring before me something that will require you ultimately, in the long run, to depend upon me. Oh, and by the way, don't be stingy." "No, I don't want the stuff that's going to die in a week anyhow. I want the best. I want the best animal in your flock. I want the one that's going to bring you the most dollars at the 4-H sale next week. I want the one that will reproduce the best in next year's flock. It must cost you." One of my favorite authors' name is Annie Dillard, and she wrote a short little book called Holy the Firm. And one of the lines that stood out to me the most in this book is a line that says simply this: "A life without sacrifice is an abomination. A life that does not cost us something is an abomination." When I first read that quote by Annie Dillard, I wrote in the margin of the book, "O Lord, have mercy. I can't attain to that. I can't live up to that kind of that kind of pressure." But a life that is unwilling to make sacrifices is an abomination. We are the generous ones, right? We give and give and give. We think nothing of signing checks or swiping debit cards or dumping coins into the passing plate. But I tell you, if giving money to church on Sundays is the greatest sacrifice that you make in your life, then in all likelihood, you're not giving very much away. You're not making a very big sacrifice. But one thing is true, and this is where these sacrifices really hit home. You were likely to run out of animals to sacrifice before you would stop sinning. Most of these sacrifices were offerings for sin, for atonement. Well, thankfully, we don't give or make sacrifices for that reason any longer. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed. The book of Hebrews makes that abundantly clear. But it also makes me wonder if we should give any less. I think the answer is no. The book of Hebrews says this: through Jesus, therefore, let us continually offer to God a sacrifice of praise, the fruit of lips that confess his name. And do not forget to do good and to share with others, for with such sacrifices God is pleased. Now, our motivation may be different now, but the book of Hebrews contends that the cost is no less. The word continually here in the NIV, I think, is significant. It means there is not a time when our sacrifices should stop. We are always going back and offering to God a sacrifice now, not for atonement, but out of thanksgiving for what Christ has done. Just think of the cost. Just imagine standing there. Imagine yourself a priest standing there in the temple day after day after day, seeing all that flesh ripped apart and burned on the altar. All those animals from all those millions of people who fled Egypt, and for all those years that they were a congregated people until the sacrifices stopped around AD 70. Think of the cost in life and blood, the sheer monetary value of the animals that were slaughtered. We get a picture then as we read through the book of Leviticus and discover all the sacrifices that were commanded and demanded of just how costly sacrifice was. And in fact, is. David said at the end of 2 Samuel, he said, "No, I insist on paying you for it. I will not sacrifice to the Lord my God burnt offerings that cost me nothing." The real question today for Christ's disciple is this: is your Christian faith asking you to make some tough decisions? Is it costing you anything? Is it hurting you in any place other than your pocketbook? My contention is that if the only place you give is on Sunday mornings, and the only place you give is in your local church, then perhaps you need to re-examine your giving. The sacrificial life is about far more than money. In the book of Leviticus, it not only cost the person bringing the offering, but it cost the offering something too. Sacrifice in the book of Leviticus is about life and death and blood. It always costs. Thanks for listening to the Life Under the Blue Sky podcast. Feel free to leave a comment and don't forget to subscribe by using the link below. Thanks again, and may God be blessed.